Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going directly to your phone calls, and I'll get into the federal court ruling. Insurance company care, insurance company scam. They call it Obamacare so they can just blame their disgusting puppet, and then you'll forget about the real controllers. The insurance companies wrote it on record. It's not about liberal or conservatives. It's about bloodthirsty scumbag companies using government to make you buy stuff from them. Vincent in Hawaii. Vincent, you're on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha to you. I wish I was out there right now, man.
Well, that's what, the 2,500 plus miles. Alex, cheer up, Alex. I understand that, you know, you're making points of light here across the world. You're making points of light in Hawaii. There's a lot of listeners here.
No, I know that. It's getting really, we're starting to live in 1984. I found out from the CBC that the Austin police were talking trash about me to them. Can you imagine how unprofessional that is? I mean, it shows how dangerous they are. It's just this country is rat run. I'm sorry.
Let's imagine the Seraphim and what they think about 60 plus years of genocide against babies and kids and families. Let's think about how this opposition is creating altruism. Let's think about how if this opposition wasn't here right now, where would the altruism been reserved from? Where would it come from?
Quantify what you're saying and tell folks what Seraphim are.
Well, the Seraphim, I'm going to a little gratitude on that part. They are the angels of our Creator, and they're waiting for their time. They're almost ready, bro. You know, let's talk about gratitude. You know, gratitude for the freedom we have right now to be live. We still have freedom right now.
The globalists want to take our freedom to live. They want to kill us just like they love killing babies. Exactly.
The freedom is still here. We're on right now. Everybody's listening. Where points of light are happening all over. I want to help right now. And one way we can do that is seize the moment for holiday. The holiday time, and it was what everybody has time off. Grandma, grandpas, aunts, uncles, everybody comes home. We can get something that the elderly need in their stockings. What's the most mild-mannered movie do you think you got, Alex, that would help the elderly? Something that's not like the least alarmistic movie that you've got that would help the elderly and yet stay in peace in their home. Which one do you think that is? Maybe Don't Tread on Me.
I don't know.
Don't Tread on Me?
Yeah, maybe Don't Tread on Me, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's you know, if we could get the mainstream above all, the general public of people out there on something like Craigslist, in two categories, typing one sentence in two categories about where they could go for real news and get something appealing to the elderly.
Yeah, well, Google's already trying to censor us, so we need people to help us. And by the way, it's in mainstream news today, Wall Street Journal, that Google is caught restricting people they don't like and even competitors. So Google is now completely corrupt and cannot be trusted as far as you can throw them.
Audience, we need everyone's help. We can burn movies. Look at all the opportunities Alex has presented. We can burn movies for free. If we just burn one movie each and get them out to our local communities and put them in stockings, we've got time off here. This is a seize-the-moment holiday time right now. We've got to move now while people are off. The biggest time of the year when people come home. They've got time to see, listen, hear, and learn. We've got to do this. Everybody, please help. One DVD burn. That's all it is. Go on Craigslist one time, one category. Type a sentence about where you can get the real, no-spin, honest news. The grassroots of the nation we still got. Have cheer. Cheer up, Alex. Your points of light are everywhere.
No, I hear you. God bless you. It's good to hear from you. We'll come back with more calls. And it's not even... Look, I just sometimes I'm looking at all this news, and it freaks me out, and I just get really nasty feeling. And I apologize for that, but... I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all this evil and corruption. People need to get the instinct again to not like corruption. Corruption isn't cute or funny. It's dangerous.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a news article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Father harassed by CPS for feeding kids organic food. The kids told the neighbors, oh, no, we don't drink tap water. It's got fluoride in it. And so now they're trying to say that it's abuse to not give your children fluoride and to feed them organic food. You just can't make this up. And I've actually seen this many times where they'll take young, healthy couples' children away if they are into organic food or if they're vegetarian. And no one can argue that a vegetarian diet is pretty healthy in many cases. You do need to get, you know, a lot of beans and rice and things that together give you protein. And when you're, you know, 1 to 3 in the old days, they would breastfeed that long or also give milk as a supplement. I mean, they need some protein, some fish. But the point is that it's a lot better than eating a bunch of McDonald's hamburgers. And some of the longest-lived people in the world are vegetarians. It doesn't matter. What is the government doing? Now you don't want tap water, so we're going to take your kids? I mean, this country. And I've just got literally probably 200 articles here, all more insane than the last, just all off the charts crazy. I've got a bunch of mainstream news articles where they're admitting that vaccines they're giving kids are killing them in the U.S., but nobody gets in trouble because the vaccine makers have immunity. Then you warn people, hey, these vaccines can hurt you, and the average, I don't even want to call them yuppie. What do you call just the average, you know who they are. You warn them about something and they laugh at you. And you want to slap them. I guess they're just domesticated, weak people who are living in la-la land. I guess that's the word for them. All right, Candy in Canada, then Brandon, Randy, Tim, Brent, and others. Candy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding while I've been babbling.
I'm a bit nervous, so I'll give you a few points, and then I'll tell you about our Walmart bombshell up here in Canada. You're right. It's coming at us like a freight train, and I'm a mom. I'm giving my life to this. I've personally handed out 1,128 videos this year.
Wow.
And I teamed up with a fella from America that I met online, and we're developing a website. It's a massive movie. A lot of people don't like to research. So what we did is put a lot of the information on the NWO into movies that are available online so that you have one-stop kind of thing. Our motto is there's a war raging and the truth needs an army. So it's infoarmy.org, and we're still building it up, but we'll take suggestions as well.
That's a great name.
I have to tell you that on Sunday's show, you covered about Canada. You're right. Nobody's listening up here. It is so hard. And Harper prorogued. It's called proroguing Parliament, and it's unprecedented that he's ever done this, and he did it twice in 1 year. And, yes, you're right. The Governor General is the power in Canada. She is put in, or they are put in, on every one of the Queen's countries that she dominates, and it's her choice.
Look, she owns on record about half the land in Canada, same thing in Australia. They've got crowns on all the street signs. When I've been in London and I talked to the police and they said, yes, the Queen at her discretion shuts down her roads. So they'll just shut down whole roads as an exercise of power, just like they stick their hands down your pants as an exercise of power and to train their goons. And I read out of the New York Times where it said the Parliament didn't vote the way he wanted, and the Parliament was going to vote to remove him. So he pled to the Queen, who activated the Governor General. They're under a governor, an unelected governor. That's tyranny. And when I'm on Canadian radio, I'll bring it up when a host is attacking me, and they go, let's just move on from that. People don't want to discuss it. They want to make believe that they're in a free country. Well, here, I read the New York Times admitting that a secret banking cartel runs the country and controls the stock market. It's all rigged, and the average investor doesn't want to hear that. Because if they actually admit that we aren't running things, then they have to admit they've got to get up off their hind end and do something. And so they just make believe. I mean, more and more, having children, I've now discovered all this. I remember briefly as a child, 3 years old, playing Batman and Robin with my friends across the street, jumping off the porch. I've told the story many times. And it wasn't fun anymore. I realized I'm not Batman. I'm not Robin. This isn't real. And then when I was like 15, there were neighborhood kids still playing make-believe games. And I have this big conscious thing that I'm only alive once. There's this world outside of me. I mean, it was a real epiphany. And most adults, it's like dress-up. I mean, they enjoy just parading and posing around. And so they're mentally ill. They think if they just imagine that none of this is happening, that then it means that nothing's going on. So, I mean, what do Canadians say up there, Candy, about the fact that Canada, and in fact, I'm going to read the New York Times because people won't listen to me, and then I want to get your comment, because I was sent emails, I saw comments when I mentioned this briefly last Friday, saying I made this up. Here it is. Canadian leader shuts down Parliament. I thought we have separation of powers. How does the Prime Minister shut down the Parliament, who is elected by the people, and then they elect him? See, he serves the people. Canada's parliamentary opposition reacted with outrage on Thursday after Prime Minister Stephen Harper shut down the legislature until January 26, seeking to forestall a no-confidence vote that he was sure to lose and possibly provoke a constitutional crisis. Well, they're supposed to remove prime ministers when they're setting up North. And what did he say a month ago? We're giving up our sovereignty in Canada to the globalists. Harper acted after getting approval of Governor General Michelle Jean, or Jean, if I'm pronouncing that right, who represents Queen Elizabeth II as the nation's head of state. He represents the head of state, Queen Elizabeth. And that's not ceremonial. It was the Parliament, sir, and I've read the Charter of the Parliament Act in England and in Canada and in Australia. It's all the same. They operate at her pleasure or his pleasure if it's a king. They operate at the pleasure of the crown, and the taxes are paid, and they shut down whole roads for their enjoyment. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead and finish your point.
No, that's correct. That's exactly what they do. They use happy words up here like harmony and vision, just like Charlotte has said.
A vision. Your elected representatives actually tried to run things and didn't want to take your guns and didn't want to give up our... Did you see the news yesterday where they announced they're merging Canada and the U.S. military forces domestically? I mean, that was already done a decade ago. Now they're announcing it, and they're like, oh, it's vision, it's harmony. Oh, your elected people don't want it? Well, they're not the government. This old lady is. This old warmonger, whose cousin was a top Adolf Hitler supporter. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Today, Hillary Clinton is here in Canada, and she's basically here to eliminate the borders of Canada, U.S., Mexico, and it's called the New Border Vision, another happy, happy word.
No, that was in the news. They say they're merging everything.
Yeah, they're merging it all. But like Charlotte had said, is in the end, they're going to eliminate North America. It'll all be one union. It'll all be the New World Order.
Well, Judicial Watch sued 4 years ago and got all the official documents. First thing on the agenda at the Banff Canada SPP meeting, keep it secret from the public. Use border crises to merge. Use flu to merge. We're going to take over. And at the meeting, they had representatives of more than 100 Fortune 100 literally writing the agenda. Then they had all the executives of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada literally saying, yes, sir, and implementing it.
Yeah, that's correct. And it is, it's a hidden way to put SPP back on the table, which it hasn't even come off the table to begin with.
I hear you. God bless you, Candy. I'm glad you brought up that Canada situation. I mean, it's like uranium in the water or the government taking kids' blood at birth secretly. I mean, it's all admitted and people just go, well, I guess uranium's good for me. I'll guarantee you, I could go out in Austin and walk up to 10 cops. Three of them would say, leave me alone, Alex. So you wouldn't know what side they were on. Two or three would say, oh, hi, Alex, I like your show. And three more would laugh and say, good, I like uranium. Now, if some citizen put a little uranium in their drink, there'd be cops freaking out and crying on the news and press conferences, and they'd all be up there with real serious looks on their face going, we're going to get to the bottom of whoever put this uranium in our officer's drink. But government does it, and they've been brainwashed. They can't hear you. They're just like, you mean a group that's big and scary? I'll just deny that's going on. I'm a coward deep down. What do you think I'm going to do? And again, I talk about cops because you are going to be the enforcement of this. Brandon and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Two things. I was wondering if you had seen a recent video of Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope kind of making fun of you. And two,
I'm very upset by that. Oh, I'm very upset. They're comedians. It's terrible. I mean, those guys are over the top, extreme comedians. And whereas I'm friends with Joe and I like Stanhope as a human being, I disagree with a lot of what they say, but I'm reaching out because also I get to reach out to their very worldly audience. So, I don't know that there's a video of them making fun of me, but I appreciate it because the guys have millions of fans.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
And
I thought you were asking me a question.
I was wondering about kind of your smear campaign, I guess you could say, against like other truthers such as Jock Fresco.
Well, I mean, listen, there's a lot of people out there who are drama queens. And if they can make up that I'm doing something to them, then they get to parade around and be part of the Alex Jones' evil cult, which is a bunch of losers and failures, and I don't even care. I'm worried about poison in the water, world government, global financial meltdown, hyperinflation. I can just tell because that guy could hardly talk. And I feel sorry for Brandon. I could tell when I heard the voice, the spirit of weakness, that he was going to bring up a bunch of ninnying junior high gossip. You think I care? I have never done anything to anybody. All I've done is had a platform to help people. Folks get a taste of it. They try to stab me in the back because they're primitive, and they think if they can knock me off, they'll be number one.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
Ah, Patriot and Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't want no shackles on me.
You know, I want to go to Randy, Brent, Tim, Tom, Frank, and others. We got Robert Groden coming up here in a moment. But I folks, just for the interest of defeating the New World Order, let's just say I'm a really horrible person, which I'm not. Let's just say it. It's all true. I mean, just anything you can imagine evil, I did it. I sunk the Lusitania. I assassinated JFK. I stole the eggs from the Easter Bunny. It doesn't matter. The globalists are online trying to make all of this about us infighting with each other. That's what Cass Sunstein said. All I do is bring people together, bring people on the show, create a platform. So I got a lot of jealous haters. It's that simple. And then a lot of other weak-minded, mentally ill people who were brought up wrong, and all they know how to do is fight with each other. We're going into world government. We've got to stay focused on going after the globalists and bringing them to justice. It's us or them, okay? And the main reason so many other talk show hosts and people are jealous is because they're lazy. I make films. I do interviews every day. I work hard to warn people because I'm driven by a desire for liberty. And that's why you're failures, okay, is because you come from bad families. You're backstabbers. I mean, I'm sure you're all losers. I mean, anybody who's successful is either evil and successful or good and successful. But infighters are always weak, unsuccessful people. So you're lukewarm, I guess. And I feel sorry for you. But please keep attacking because that sends people here to find the truth. Let's talk to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex Jones.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad. Freezing my butt off here in Northwest Ohio.
All part of the global warming. Record cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A part of the reason, I'd say most of the reason, that people in this country, in this world, are so complacent is they're lazy. They're flat lazy, man. It takes effort to educate yourself on these issues. I stumbled across your website here a few months back, and I started listening to your radio show through the web. I've been watching Jesse Ventura's documentaries, and I've been going back and researching and verifying all this. Now, this takes some effort to do. Most people don't want to put that kind of effort into anything.
But don't they understand, Randy, they have no future if they don't do the research and then take action? Don't they know? I mean, people should be overrunning the city councils to take control of their government through the elective process. They should be overrunning government to take our country back. But and some are waking up, but not fast enough.
Yeah, I understand that. I've been trying to get this, talk to my wife about this stuff. She thinks I'm off the wall until I started showing her some of these videos. And she's starting to get the idea of what's coming. And I think this whole New World Order deal is going to come in here when this 2012 solar cycle ramps up and this magnetosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that sunspot hits that hole in the magnetosphere, it's going to fry a lot of stuff. It's just going to be like opening up a blast furnace.
Well, we know that scientists had previously thought that we were hit every million years or so by big asteroids. Now they say every 10,000. We know that they thought that the ozone layer was unnatural. Now they know it is natural. And that there's all sorts. This planet is not stable. Anybody who's lived in Tokyo or San Francisco, for that matter, and been in an earthquake. Last night I was at my parents. They had some friends over. And they were all telling stories about being in earthquakes. My mom was in one, visiting friends in San Francisco. And, I mean, the earth moves around under you. This planet is not stable. That's why when Al Gore says we've got to have stable climate and they've got to control the weather, it's a joke. I mean, you know, my grandfather, again, going into Italy during World War II, Mount Vesuvius was erupting. Mount Vesuvius was exploding, and they were landing and had the Germans attacking them. I mean, that's a volcano going off. The planet is not stable. And you've got a good point. Anything else, Randy?
I was watching the videos about Jesse Ventura going up to the Great Lakes and the levels are dropping and Lake Mead out west. I know these globalists are building these underground bunkers all over the country to save their butts on our money. And I just wondered, do you think they might be putting that water underground?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they're doing all sorts of craziness. They've had our money since 47, unlimited amounts of it. So the sky's the limit. I mean, as bad as things are, we only know the tip of the iceberg. Imagine what we don't know. I appreciate your call. More calls coming up. We're going to have Robert Roden pop in as well. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
Well, they've come out with a mouse with a human brain. They've got jellyfish monkeys. People are now eating salmon that's got other species in it. The government's moving to not let you even know what's in your food. Here's Fox News. Spanish researchers want to tag human embryos with barcodes. In futuristic movies like Aliens 2 and 12 Monkeys, prisoners are barcoded. Well, we are prisoners. For easy identification, what do you think your ID cards are? But today's reality is even wilder. Scientists have proposed barcoding embryos. And it goes through the government grants in Spain and other places. It says, but privacy experts and children's rights advocates were instantly concerned by the concept of direct labeling of embryos, calling for transparency in the process. The venture is meant to avoid mismatches during the in vitro fertilization embryo transfer procedures. And they've got all these pills coming out with RFID in them. The Mexican attorney general 6 years ago made his employees take implantable chips. In Afghanistan, they're making the Afghans all take an RFID card, and they admit it's to track them and control them. Well, what's wrong? You don't like being occupied slaves like we are here? We shift gears now to a great patriot being persecuted. I mean, he's such an icon, but he's so mild-mannered and mildly spoken that he never puts on airs. And I've been working on a JFK documentary for 5 years, but the rabbit hole goes so deep, I never finished it. But we're going to put it out. I just don't want to put crud out. And that's why more and more it's kind of like not even writer's block. You know, I kind of worked on Police State 4, but some of the other guys really produced it. Burma's put out his Invisible Empire, which is great. But it's been over a year since I really made a film. And it's because I'm doing all these other videos and special reports, and we've shot over 50 interviews and never put them in films. That's why I've just been putting them on PrisonPlanet.tv. But Robert Grodin was the House Assassination Committee photographic expert on staff. He, of course, was the main consultant on Oliver Stone's JFK film. He's the guy that got the Zapruder film and first leaked it. And you'll go out there to Dealey Plaza, and they'll allow homeless people, literally most of them schizophrenic, I mean, I've talked to them, sell newspapers, whatever they want, you know, tell you wild stories. Some of them are nice. Some of them are clearly out of their mind. I've seen them fighting with each other. Cops leave them alone. Robert Grodin comes and tries to talk to people. They slap him in handcuffs. And, you know, you will not. And by the way, his old associate, who's the head of the book, a depository building, he told Ventura that he personally doesn't believe the official story because he used to be with Grodin. But a bizarre admission when even on the JFK show of conspiracy theory with Ventura 2 weeks ago, even the establishment mouthpiece has to say, well, I personally don't really believe the official story. I mean, whoa. But here's the issue. He's had to sue him. They will not allow him to go out and talk to the public in America. And they selectively do it. And this is in Dallas, my hometown. I was born in Parkland, where they took Kennedy and threw the fake bullet on the stretcher. But just amazing. So Robert Grodin, JFKmurder.com. Is that the best website to give out, Robert?
Yes, it is, Alan. Robert Grodin, it is just www.jfkmurder.com.
John, up there at the network, how's Robert Grodin's audio there for you? Yeah, it's very muffled. Just try to speak up as much as you can, Robert. We had you on a few years ago, and it was crystal clear.
Okay,
now you're pretty clear now. Go ahead and start over.
The website is JFK, www.jfkmurder.com. JFK Murder is one word. And anytime that there's anything new relating to all of this, I will definitely put it right on there.
Well, if anybody out there, you probably are the expert. Of course, also Jim Mars is a great expert. He also consulted on the film JFK. You testified to the House committee, to one of the committees, that you thought E. Howard Hunt was a prime suspect. He sued the spotlight when they said he was one of the shooters, and then he lost. And then he told his son, deathbed confession. We've aired that here. We aired the video first. Rolling Stone carried the text first. Coast to Coast had the audio first. Did a great job. Ian Punnett, I believe, was the first to have that audio. But what an amazing revelation. What's your view on that little tidbit?
Well, back when I testified before the Rockefeller Commission in 1975, I testified that I believed that E. Howard Hunt was part of this, that he was in Dealey Plaza. And, of course, they all laughed. Now that he confessed to it before he passed away, it changes everything. Because if he's involved in it, the people around him could very well be involved with it as well. That includes Nixon and the Watergate crew.
Well, we have the photographs that look just like him, and we have the tramps being picked up behind the grassy knoll. It's just incredible. We've seen other evidence come out. What we had major government laboratories a few years ago, even the Dallas Morning News, they tested the bullet. What did they find, Robert?
Well, the thing is, there were so many bullets that were found, they all disappeared except one. And the one that we still have is the so-called magic bullet. The bullet that was supposed to absolutely impossible. It could not have happened. And the testing of the stuff that you see on the Discovery Channel on their horrible dishonest documentary, they all represent things that are not true. They have the president sitting in the wrong position. They have the bullets entering both the president and Governor Connolly in the wrong places, and this becomes their fact. They show us this silly.
Well, that latest Discovery Channel is produced by a guy who wanted me to be in the last episode. I refused, but it's produced by a guy who openly makes fun of anybody criticizing any corruption and does nothing but specialize in debunking. And the bullets aren't fired from the same spot. I mean, it's all quackery.
You're absolutely right. I would have nothing to do with anything relating to the Discovery Channel. I think they've done 5 or 6 different documentaries, what I call them mockumentaries, dealing with different aspects of the Kennedy case, and every one of them is dishonest. I mean, they're not even close to the truth. And the last one, which was called Inside the Target Car, I was actually there when they did it, and they had Mrs. Kennedy sitting slightly behind the president.
Yeah, that's the one with the jelly head with the green slime.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah, they wanted me to be in that, and I said, no thanks, pal.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have anything to do with it either, but what I did do is I went behind the stockade fence where they were filming from, and I showed them the photographs that they were having the people within the car sitting in the wrong position. They told me to mind my own business, and this includes Gary Mack. He was back there with them. And I told him, I showed them the photographs that Mrs. Kennedy was sitting slightly in front of the president, not slightly behind him. And I didn't know why they were doing that. But we found out when they ran the show, what they had Gary Mack saying was that if the bullet had come from the grassy knoll, we would have had a dead Mrs. Kennedy because the bullet would have gone through the president's head and hit her. Well, that's because they had her sitting in the wrong place. And they knew it.
And we know they know because you were there. What do you think of the curator, who was once one of your colleagues, telling Ventura 2 weeks ago that he doesn't even really believe the official story?
Well, he's told me that several times through the years. But the thing is that for him to say it on public television or shown to the public on television was absolutely amazing to me that he would admit it. But he did. I was surprised.
I think people just can't go along with propaganda. It's like Geraldo Rivera says 9/11 could be an inside job. Andrew Napolitano came out and said it's like the JFK assassination couldn't happen the way we were told. I mean, I think people can't handle it anymore, Robert. People can see America dying. What do you think of the TSA putting their hands down people's pants and Walmart announcing Big Brother screens with Homeland Security saying spy on other shoppers? I mean, it's almost like it's a cartoon of a ridiculous police state. It's so over the top.
That it is. That it truly is. The things you mentioned, Homeland Security. One of the times that I was harassed in Dealey Plaza, it wasn't the Dallas police. It was Homeland Security, and they showed up with machine guns. And they said I was a terrorist because I was going against the official fiction of what was.
Okay, excuse me. You're a very well-respected researcher. You don't lie. I didn't know this. You should have contacted me, but I actually heard you'd lost my number or couldn't get in contact. And normally you have your assistant with you. I hope you got photos or witnesses. I know you're suing one group over their discrimination, but let's hold the horses right there. When did this happen? What exactly happened? This is getting really dangerous.
Well, the thing with Homeland Security was about a half a dozen years ago. That was a while ago. Everything that's happened.
Well, I don't care, though. I didn't know this. So this is 6 years ago, 2004 or so. Tell us what happened, Robert.
Well, the police had been harassing me one after the other. But what was happening is the Sixth Floor Museum kept calling the police. And apparently, somewhere along the line, they ended up getting in touch with Homeland Security. And these guards came up with these helmets on and machine guns and these gray outfits with black writing on it that said Homeland Security on the back. And they told me I was a panic-stricken. They
well, that's right. They don't mind the homeless people, but when you're there eloquently laying out the facts, they can't stand it in America. How dare you think you can stand on at a park in a public sidewalk off a road and talk to Americans? What do you think this is, America, Robert Grodin? How dare you? You know, you may get to testify before Congress or work for Congress. You may get to consult on big Hollywood films, but you don't have the freedom to sit down. Now, it's been in the news that you've been arrested before. Tell us what this harassment has led up to. Now you're having to sue them.
Well, 12 years ago, they started to harass me. I had been there for 3 years, and then all of a sudden the police started showing up on a daily basis, and then for a while almost on an hourly basis, to kick me out of the park. And 7 years ago, they were going to do it again, and my attorney contacted the city and said if they didn't stop, that we would sue. And an agreement was made with the city attorney's office that they would leave me alone if I would not sue. So I dropped it. I didn't sue. They kept their word for 7 years. Then all of a sudden, back in July, they started up again. They showed up. I sold one magazine. One magazine. They threw on the handcuffs and threw me in jail. I was bailed out by a friend of mine, and they didn't tell me what they were arresting me for. They did not read me my rights. They told me that I was being arrested for vending without a permit. Well, there are no permits. They don't exist. Not only will they not give a permit, they won't even give an application for a permit. So I had to have enough.
And they allow all the other people to be there selling stuff.
Oh, I was the only one who was arrested. All of the other people that were out there selling garbage newspapers that have nothing of any real value in them, they were left alone. Some of them were ticketed, but nobody else was arrested. So anyway, that's what they did. They threw me in jail, and when I got out, I had had enough, and I went back to my attorney, and we sued the city. I sued the city for First, Fourth, Fifth, and 14th Amendment violations and for false arrest. And that's coming to court in 3 days. The first of it, the municipal charge against me is 3 days. And then after that is the federal case for me against the city.
Okay. And again, your phone's fading a bit, Robert, so speak right into that telephone.
Okay.
What is the specifics of this case? Is this first case their case against you, or is it your case against them on the civil case in the local court? Whose case is this coming up Thursday?
Well, the first one is the municipal case, which is them against me, the Dallas police versus me. And depending on what happens with that, lead the direction for the rest of it. The federal case is the big one because, you know, if I don't stop them now, if they're able to get away with this now, we'll never, never be able to talk about the Kennedy assassination where people come to learn about it. The sixth floor will have won. I just can't let that happen.
And then that way, they get to sit there distributing their lies to the school children and everybody else, while the director of it doesn't even really believe the story and admits it on TV. And then how dare you try to talk to people out there on the street?
Well, nobody who works for the Sixth Floor Museum believes the lie, but that's what they've got to do. They've got to sell that lie. If you have any question as to their point of view, just go into their bookstore and try to find any book that even admits the possibility of a conspiracy. You're not going to find them. They're censored, every one of them.
Well, Robert, here's the good news. I was talking to CBC, and they said they found the same thing. 85 to 90% of people in scientific polls, but also on the street that they talk to, do not believe the official story. And the average is about 90% or 89% from what I've seen. Some polls, 92, 95% don't believe it. And so they can sit there and put their lies out. Nobody, except for brain-dead cowards, are buying into it.
Well, I see that every weekend. I've been down in Dealey Plaza now, and I've been working on the Kennedy case for 47 years, but I've been in Dealey Plaza now for 15 years. And I can tell you that between 95 and 99% of the people know that something is crooked. We talked to everyone about this. Virtually nobody believes it. And when you find one person in every couple of thousand who backs the official lie, find that they really know nothing about the case. You ask them specific questions about any of the evidence, they don't know, and they don't care to know. That's been the problem.
Now, when is your civil case coming up where you're suing them?
That's sometime after the municipal case is resolved. So much of what happens in the federal case relates to what happens in the civil case that's been put off by the court until after decisions
All right.
are made on the
case. Stay there. JFKmurder.com. They don't want you to get this information. He worked on the case from day one. He saw the photographs. He's got them. He's got incredible information. We'll talk about it in the final segment coming up. I apologize to those other callers. Call tomorrow. I'll get you at the head of the line.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We got a new report out on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, 2012, congressman says odds are 50-50. Americans still want libertarian congressmen to audit the Federal Reserve. That breaking news is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, the system is doing everything they can to censor this radio broadcast, everything they can to block us on Google, everything they can to block us off of AM and FM radio. Spread the word about the broadcast. We're having a big effect. And this show is so key because we bring you all this information, all these other researchers and guests. It's having such a big effect, so please intensify it. Here's an amazing new express.co.uk mainstream news article. The pyramids, the Taj Mahal, and even Venice could soon become the exclusive playgrounds of the rich and famous, a report claims. The UN always said
they would not allow the general public into these heritage sites. They're handing over a bunch of islands to the bankers that rob Greece. It's incredible. It says drastic actions needed to protect World Heritage sites, or many could be lost within 20 years because they're being crushed under the weight of mass tourism. So the report expects the influential Future Laboratory for Thomas Holidays says that in the time, access may be limited to the wealthy, with ordinary tourists having to make do with viewing platforms. And then it goes through how they're going to shut everything down. See, that's why the globalists want to tax you to fly or tax you to travel. They want to shut everything down. That's their admitted model. Here they are introducing it to you. Going back to Robert Groden. Robert, well, folks need to stand with you on this. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Any other big bombshell tidbits that have come out on the 47-year assassination of JFK?
Nothing really worthwhile in the last year or so, but I'm hopefully very close to getting my new book out, JFK Top Secret. I'm sorry, JFK, my mind is just, I'm thinking about so many things. It's JFK Absolute Proof. And I've been trying to get it published now for 3 years. It looks like I may be getting close. There'll be a lot of new stuff in there, and when I'm ready to release that, I will let you know right away.
Yeah, you showed me the photos that nobody's ever seen before, the real photos. I mean, his whole head was just mushroomed completely, I mean, just devastated.
That's right.
And you've got a lot of other little tidbits in there.
Yeah, the JFK's missing brain, you know where it is now. There's tons of new stuff, and hopefully that'll be out before the Super Bowl, because that's what I've been hoping for. There'll be a lot of people in Dallas that have never been here before that want to learn about this, and they'll have the opportunity, hopefully.
Well, they better hurry. So the book is coming out in the next month?
I'm hoping. There are three people that are interested in helping me get it out. I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, but if you've got to go to a publisher and get it printed, I mean, if they were printing it right now, it might get out in time for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're certainly hoping to get it out by then. I know it's only 2 months away, but we'll see.
Well, look, self-publish the thing. Print 10,000 copies of the stinking deal.
Well, that's exactly what I'm planning on doing. That's the number, and that's the process. The problem is, since the book has over 1,000 color photographs in it.
Oh, that's an expensive book to print.
Yeah, that's why it's costing so much.
Well, maybe print 2,000 of them then, but...
Well, if you do less than 10,000, it costs so much more.
No, I know. I understand the experience of it. Well, God bless you. We look forward to talking to you soon, and... stay in contact, because I want to buy a bunch of those and sell them on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Robert, let me say bye to you as the transmission ends. Key retransmission coming up now. Spread the word about the broadcast. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.